Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
All right, so we all remember during the offseason when Aaron Rodgers explained his ayahuasca experience, right?
That's what ayahuasca did for me.
Remember, like, the whole hand?
The sensation of feeling 100 different hands on my body.
Okay. Love so it. It's growing. The ayahuasca trend is growing, like, even against the Monday Night Football game. I don't know who scored a touchdown, but they did this. This mock, like, ayahuasca ceremony where they all were in a circle and they all, like, the football was like the ayahuasca. They all put it in their hands and they all drank it. I don't know if you guys saw that. Okay, well, that happened on Monday night. So yesterday, Tuesday, on Pat McAfee's show, he talked about it, and he believes that ayahuasca is not a drug.
Words are spelled, right? Words are spells, and they are spelled a certain way or pronounced a certain way. And there is power in the specific word. So you just use the word drug, right, to refer to ayahuasca. I just want to stop you there right away, because the reference to ayahuasca, or even marijuana, putting the tag drug on them is a manipulative word that creates a bias against those specific things. And it happens all over society.
All right, Meg, I'm going to start with you. Aaron Rodgers, well, there's two parts to this, actually, I guess. I just heard the first part, the new one. Words are spells, and ayahuasca is not a drug. Big deal or no big deal?
Big deal. People are listening to you, Aaron Rodgers. And if you're sitting there saying this isn't a drug and this isn't a drug, so I don't like it being classified as a drug, so I don't like that word just because it has negative connotations around it. Well, just because it has negative connotations around it doesn't mean it's not the truth.
I just want to stop you there right away.
Okay.
And look, I'm not going to sit here. I've never been the kind of person who's like, even before it was legalized, like, I've never been the kind of person who's like, you know, smoking marijuana is the same thing as, like, smoking crack. Like, obviously, there's levels to this. But just because you don't like the connotations around the umbrella of the category doesn't mean you get to say, well, the thing I like to do is not a drug, because that's a negative connotation.
Yeah. He wants to change the meaning of it so it's
like
more acceptable.
Like, peyote is a drug.
Yes.
Okay?
Mushrooms
just
is a drug.
Just because it has a history, like, and it's there's a natural element to it, doesn't mean it's not a controlled substance.
I would say it's just stupid.
Words
it's just
are spells,
like alcohol's a
like
drug.
You said, like, I
love
wanna,
alcohol.
So, he doesn't want someone to call him a druggie, like old school, right? I don't.
He's
do
deeper.
Drugs.
No, he's much
it
deeper than that, Lou.
Drug. I want to stop you right there. It's not a drug. Okay, what is it? It's a drug. What are we doing?
Mushrooms
are
a drug.
It is a big deal because, okay, it is a drug, okay?
But why not just admit it?
Both legally and the dictionary definition of it is a drug.
It's a manipulative word.
Okay, so ayahuasca is an illegal drug. I'm reading from this article, okay? And it's active ingredient, okay? This is going to be hard. Dimethyltryptamine.
Yes.
Okay.
What was that?
Say DMT.
DMT.
Well
said. DMT.
I just want to stop you there. Right
no,
away.
No, you're not going to stop me, Aaron. DMT is on the DEA's list as a Schedule 1 as a substance with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Like, it's 100% a drug.
Yeah, you're calling out those alphabet boys. DEA. Why don't you just let them tell you how to live your life, Christian?
I feel like square, Aaron Rodgers is turning into like this. stoner hippie.
You're in square mode is what you are.
But he's turning into a hippie drug stoner,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He just
won't
be,
it is.
He doesn't
want
to be called that, though. It's a drug. It's
he doesn't, wanna, he doesn't want dumb. People like, just say you're a druggy hippie. He looks like one. He looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yes,
yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, you guys, close your eyes, and I want you to visualize this,
okay,
right? Because I feel like we've all been in this situation before.
Here we go.
All right.
I like this.
Imagine you're on the highway right now, Lou and Mego.
Yes.
And then it's stop-and-go traffic, and you can't go anywhere. You're just trying to get home, and there's no end in sight.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you notice the breakdown lane is wide open. And now you can circumvent all the traffic and get home before everybody else.
It was a helium truck.
It's a helium truck. But some jerk thinks he's playing like breakdown lane police, and he stops you because he doesn't want anyone getting ahead or circumventing the system. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what happened with a comedian, Chris Ellis, is it? Francis Ellis, Barstool guy, you know, whatever, comedian guy. And he was in this situation. He actually took a video of it, and here's what he said his reasons were.
Stop and go traffic. People were using the breakdown lane to cut everybody, right? Until I stopped them. I moved out into the breakdown lane, and I am moving with the regular flow of traffic. These ladies right here, we gave each other the thumbs up, right? I'm acting as a roadblock of justice. We got a big SUV behind us, keeps flashing his lights at me, honking his horn. Not gonna lie, it's a little intimidating.
Great delivery.
Right? But I'm not moving. You gotta play by the rules. Not all heroes wear capes. Shut the up.
No, all right, Lou, I'm gonna start with you because I feel like we've had this debate before. Francis Ellis taking it upon himself to be the road warrior that he is.
We've had this debate before because I travel Route 3 at like from between 3 to 7, the breakdown lane is open. And I've had people upset at people using the breakdown lane, driving in the middle and not letting cars go by in the breakdown lane. And it's like that pisses me off because it's legal. I look at it this way, okay? I would never go and do that in a breakdown lane because
you would never do what?
I would never stop in a breakdown lane and not let anybody cross. Because the way I look at it, if somebody goes flying by me these days, my first thought is they obviously have somewhere to go. Like they obviously have some, maybe they have an emergency. Maybe they're going to the hospital. I don't know.
Maybe their wife is having a baby and her water broke and she's got to hurry up and get to the emergency room.
So it's like people drive by now. First thought is like, huh, maybe he's racing because the ambulance just took his family member to the hospital. I have no idea. So you know what? You want to screw down the breakdown lane? Go ahead. I don't care. Whatever.
So you're not going to be the guy that kind of puts half his car in the lane
especially when it's freaking legal. Don't do that crap on Route 3.
Oh, see, this is a different thing. Okay, big deal, no big deal.
This guy's not a cop.
You learn how to merge on it.
Don't tell me which lane to be in. I don't like this at all. This is a very big deal. Do whatever alleviates traffic. That means people going in the breakdown lane. I use the breakdown lane if I know that I'm a quarter of a mile away from my exit because this happens to me every day on 93. So I'm like, my exit is right there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
everyone
there
is stopped dead in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going off to the right because I'm essentially just going up to the exit. I'm not going to cruise on here for like 3 miles in the breakdown lane. I'm going a quarter mile.
See, it's a big deal to me because it's none of your goddamn business what I'm doing with my time and whether I want to break the rules or not. And just because you don't want to do it doesn't mean you could be some breakdown hero.
However.
And stop everybody from doing it. That drives me crazy.
However
what?
If you are in bumper-to-bumper traffic and you see some guy flying down a breakdown lane.
Good idea.
Okay. And all of a sudden something happens up front and this breakdown lane, and he just tries to squeak in front of you. You saying, yeah, sure, come on. Yeah, no big deal. Just go down the breakdown lane. You know, no big deal. Now you're going to squeak back into traffic. Now you're telling me you got nowhere to go. Now you're telling me you're just trying to cheat the system.
You can't cherry pick the reasons why. If somebody wants to go in the breakdown lane and then they want to get back in, then be the jerk that doesn't let them in. And then just smile and wave to them.
Well, that's fine.
I'm fine with that either way.
But
I'm not going to rage my way through this and like force some guy because I'm so uptight. This has Karen written all over it.
I just wish Massachusetts would open up.
It's Karen behind a car. I'm behind a wheel.
Just open up three lanes on Route 3 south and north. You do it from 3 to 7 in the afternoon. You do it from whatever it is, 7 to 11 in mornings. If you can do it during those times, you can do it during the weekends. Those of us that live down the South Shore would appreciate it because the weekends suck.
This is your own personal agenda now. It's driving into it. It's not big deal. No big
deal
anymore.
It is a big
anymore.
Deal.
It's like it's 24/7 personal issues.
Three lanes down Route 3. Let's go. Enough with this crap. Go ahead, sir.
You want to slide one more in
nope,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
You
want
to slide one more in there?
Oh,
oh,
shut the f*** up.
Oh, I wish I wish I had one of those police, like, you know, cruisers with, like, the big, like, you know, front grill. It's just like, something out of Mad Max.
Yeah, because you got to do
that. And I could just literally just push them off the road. That's what I would want to do. I would want to drive them off the road. Yeah, like a snowplow or, like, a some sort of mechanical spatula from Go-Go Gadget Page. And, like, he would flip over in the back of the car.
Yeah, those at AutoZone.
Yeah. All right, last one. Okay, I saw this in the Globe today. This is right up your alley, Lou. All right, so here's the headline. Take a look at the birthday cards ageism advocates say are mean and stereotypical. There's a national campaign right now that presses card makers to reframe a common message. They don't like the fact that old people are being made fun of because they're old. And get this quote, okay, get this line, the paragraph in the article. It said the pushback is drawing support in Massachusetts.
Oh,
what a shock. For even groups that provide services to older folks have been rethinking their message in recent years. As one sign of that, the city of Boston changed the name of its Commission on Affairs of the Elderly to the Age Strong Commission in 2019 and launched a multimedia campaign.
Don't laugh.
I can't even get through it. Big deal, no big deal. Oh, are you kidding me right now?
Aging still has a negative connotation to it. That's,
you know,
that's
the funny quote.
Like,
holy
I don't
smokes.
See one wrinkled face or a single toothless grin.
You know, oh, the stupid cards that we see in the aisles of all these stores, right?
We can't send out birthday cards because of ageism?
No, you can send out birthday cards, but they don't want the cards to say all downhill from here.
What's wrong
with that? They don't want you mocking the old people like their life is basically over. They want you to, you know, embrace age as being a good thing, not a bad thing.
It should be like, holy bleep, I can't believe you made it to the 80s.
Yes, they don't want that anymore.
Like, no,
they don't want it. You got to, like, empower it. It's got to be like, if you're old, like, you're strong and you're like, you're one of us. We're not going to put one foot in the grave for you right now. We're going to talk about how long you're going to live.
You're not over the hill?
No, you're not over the hill.
I can't over the hill?
Nope, can't just send those. They don't want you to send those cards out anymore.
All right, I admit it. So this is from the Lindbergh baby.
Let me give you this quote real quick, man, before you go. Barbara Anthony, she is a consultant at the Pioneer Institute, a Boston think
she
tank.
She sounds young.
Yeah, she is.
She's like 17.
No, right?
Barbara?
Yeah. This is. Now, we're talking about birthday cards.
Yes.
Okay, birthday cards. I would never give them to a friend or relatives. I have no sense of humor about ageism. The same way I have no sense of humor about racism. It's a birthday card. Like, it's a happy
it's
birthday
not
card.
The same
she has no sense
thing.
Of humor, period.
Zero.
She wakes up every day pissed off and can't wait to get upset about anything.
Thank goodness.
She's talking about
who were having moral qualms about watching the Patriots this season.
Yeah, like we're talking about a freaking birthday card, and somehow she turned. And I have no sense of humor either, by the way, about racism. Like, how are we? Where are we? What are we? Like, what?
No,
what is that?
You can't wrap your head around it because it doesn't make any sense. There's no common sense involved. Like everything is off limits.
If you're not still disturbed about Bob Kraft and other things in the NFL with concussions, et cetera, at least you don't have Antonio Brown to worry about anymore.
There you go. Megan, what do you got? Is this bothering
you? This is a big deal. Aside from just the age-specific thing, like, whatever, who cares? Everybody gets old. Like, it's not specific to you. Shut up. You can't be funny anymore because you can't be mean to anybody.
No.
You know what's funny? Being mean.
Oh, high five from there.
Like, I'm high sorry. It's really difficult to be funny and not be mean. Everyone's like, why are you being mean?
I think
to this
I just fell
person?
In love.
Why can't you just let people like what they like? Why? Because I think it's dumb.
Yeah. You know, the thing with you know, Lou, I don't know what you went, because I remember
birthday
like
cards.
When I knew like,
birthday cards.
When I knew I was finally like
Talk
like a cards. Tween or like a teenager,
yeah.
Is when my birthday cards like didn't have Garfield on it. They had some like butt naked, like half naked girl on it. I was like, oh, I said my parents are identifying the fact that I've gone through puberty and I like women.
Which
it may probably have something to do with the Heather Thomas poster that was on the wall.
Which
and,
is
you
wrong
know, and what I was doing to that poster.
As a young child, they're just assuming you like women.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, it isn't.
No, I'm not talking about your half naked.
Well, you go from
birthday cards that you're getting from your mom.
You go from Garfield cards and like GoBots and Transformers. Next thing you know, you got some like, you know, hot chick. On a card saying, "You ready for adulhood?"
It's just like
that happened to me.
Is every card supposed to have like a scripture in it and be like, "God treasures you; He's excited to welcome you into
I got
the
those
gates
also.
Of heaven."
Is that weird?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.